أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي رزقه من حيث لا يحتسب وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected brothers and dear elders, we find that it is a system of Allah Ta'ala that from before we are born till the time we will die, it is Allah and only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that will sustain us and protect us. The example is given of the child in the womb of its mother. At that time, the scientists of this world, they cannot feed that child. Rather, it is only Allah who sustains and nourishes the child in the womb of the mother. Allah Ta'ala makes it such that He made the means and He made the system that in a specific way, in a certain manner, the child in the womb of its mother will receive its nourishment, will receive its sustenance. Thereafter, when the child is born and the child comes into this world, there again we find that Allah Ta'ala makes a special way and a special system for that child to receive its sustenance and to receive its food. Every human being is dependent, and every human being has certain needs. We are interdependent upon one another, and we are solely dependent on Allah Ta'ala. Every human has needs, and no one is free of these needs. Every person needs to eat, a person needs to relieve himself, a person needs shelter over his head. These are the basic necessities which a person needs. And Allah has made the system of this world such that a person can obtain these things, and made it such that a person will make an effort and gain whatever he needs in this world. All his needs will be seen to only by Allah Ta'ala in the end. So that child that is in the lap of its mother, Allah made it such that before that, the mother's bosom had no milk. But when the child comes into this world, then Allah Ta'ala puts the milk into the bosom of that mother. This is the divine system of Allah, and Allah has taken the responsibility upon himself to provide for me, to provide for you, and Allah has taken the responsibility to provide for the entire creation. From the smallest creature till the largest animal, Allah has taken it upon himself to provide for one and all. Man, the most he will see above him is the sky, and beneath him the earth. After that, it is beyond him. He cannot imagine more than that. He does not know more than that. And so he is dependent upon the rain that comes down, and he is dependent upon the soil for the crops to be produced. If Allah Ta'ala holds back that rain from the sky, man is in difficulty. He is worried. People are looking for water. There is no water. So Allah Ta'ala says, when we send down that water, and then the crops that come out of the earth, فَأَمَّتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ. Allah Ta'ala is that deen who makes that lush gardens come out from this earth. The farmer, the most he will do is he will till the soil, he will put fertilizer, he will plant that seed, and thereafter, even the farmer himself will tell you, now my only hope is upon God. Now I can only hope upon Allah Ta'ala. The farmer will say that we can only hope for the rain to come. We can only hope to have a good season, a good crop. The soil thereafter, and that seed thereafter, Allah Ta'ala is that being who splits that seed. Can we imagine that small seed in the hard ground? Allah Ta'ala splits it and allows that soft shoot to come out. That soft green shoot, when it comes out, it is so feeble, it is so weak. A person will squash it, it will break. But Allah made it such that it came through the sand, and it allowed, and Allah allowed it to thereafter become into a crop or a tree, whatever it will become. So my dear brothers and respected elders, we see that all these systems are in the hands of only Allah Ta'ala. And it is Allah who has taken the responsibility to provide mine and your sustenance. Allah will provide for me and you. Allah will give us whatever we need. Allah mentions in the Quran Majeed, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There is no creature on this earth except Allah has taken the responsibility to provide for it. On one occasion, a certain group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they made hijrat and they came to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara. So one Sahabi by the name of Abu al-Malik and his entire tribe was called the Banu al-Ash'ar tribe. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when they had reached Medina Munawwara, and at that time their provisions were depleted, it was completed. So they sent the Sahabi Abu Malik, they told him that you go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for something. Maybe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give us some food, will provide us with some provisions. So the Sahabi Abu Malik radiallahu anhu, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as he is coming, he hears Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting this verse, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. that Allah is that being who has taken responsibility to provide for every creature. So he hears this ayah, and day after he thinks to himself, that Allah has taken the responsibility. I cannot go now and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I do not want to go and inconvenience others by asking. Rather, I have hope in Allah that Allah will provide for us. So he turns around, he turns back, and he goes back to his people. And he tells them that, oh my people, that rejoice, be happy, for verily your matter has been taken care of. So they understood, from what they understood is that he spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sending some food, but he had another intention in his mind. Thereafter he sits with his people, they are waiting, and suddenly they see two people bringing a large platter, and on that platter is some food, some meat, etc. So they take this platter, these people come and give it to them, present it to them, they take it, they begin eating, and they ate to their full. And thereafter they tell this Abu Malik, or they say to among themselves, you sent us very tasty, it was extremely delicious. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them that I did not send any food. This food that you are eating, I did not send it. Rather, it is your companion, he had that hope in Allah. This is a divine system from Allah, that Allah has provided for you all the sustenance. So Allah Ta'ala provided the sustenance for those Sahaba radiallahu anhum. On one occasion, Musa alayhi salam was instructed by Allah Ta'ala that, oh Musa, Allah instructed him that, oh Musa, there is a certain rock, strike this rock with your asa, with your staff. So Musa alayhi salam strikes that rock with his staff, and the rock splits open. And in that rock there is a second rock, a second layer of rock. So he strikes that, and the second layer also splits open. And there's a third layer. So he strikes the third layer, and the third layer also opens of that rock. So three layers of rock he strikes, and each one opens. And finally in that he finds and he sees that there's a small creature with a green leaf in his mouth. And Allah grants Musa alayhi salam the ability to hear the speech and to hear the words of that creature. And he hears that creature saying, Subhana man yarani wa yasma'u kalami wa ya'rifu makani wa yadhkuruni wa la yansani. That glory is only for Allah Ta'ala. All praise is for Allah Ta'ala, who sees me, who hears me, who knows about me. And so all praise is for Allah Ta'ala, who does not even forget about me also. So Allah is providing for that small creature in that rock also. So Musa alayhi salam saw this with his own eyes. And he saw the creation, and he saw the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. In the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah, he mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah Ta'ala has already written down what is to come to me and you 50,000 years before the creation of this earth. I created this earth. Allah Ta'ala, come to me and you. In that ayah, that Allah Ta'ala takes responsibility for the rizq, the rozi, and the sustenance of all the creatures. And Allah Ta'ala, وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. Allah knows every person's permanent residence, his temporary residence, where he is staying permanently, where he goes to visit, etc. Allah knows all this. كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ, written down in a clear book. What is to come to me and you, Allah has already destined it. In another hadith, in a lengthy hadith, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhumah, in a lengthy hadith, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions different aspects which are written down before a person is born. When a person is created, a blood clot, then when he becomes a piece of flesh, at that time Allah sends an angel, and that angel comes with a person's time, and how many minutes a person will live in this world, how many seconds, how many hours, to the extent of how many breaths me and you will take. This is destined already and is written down. And the other thing which is written down is our rozi, minds and yours rizq. How much we will earn, how much we will spend. All this is written already before we were born. Before we came into this world, Allah Ta'ala had taken responsibility of all this. However, we find that this world is a world of tests. It's a world of asbab, the first place of means. And it's a world of tests. And this is not something which is hidden. Allah tells us clearly in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, most certainly we will test you. This is the reality. The tests are going to come. we are definitely going to go through difficulties. And Allah spells it out in the Quran and tells us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. Fear. There will be different types of fear. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. There will be fear. There will be loss of life, loss of wealth, loss of fruits. All this will happen. This is the test that will come to me and you. In South Africa, we live in this fear. We have this. We know the reality of the fear. Then, loss of life. People are losing their lives. Loss of wealth. We find that people complain about inflation, complain about the economy. This is also a test from Allah. Allah says, this will be a test that will come to you. The decrease in the sustenance, decrease in fruits. But thereafter Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. But give glad tidings to those who have لَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. When any difficulty will come to them, what will be the reaction? قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They will say, to Allah do we belong, and to Him is our return. The Mufassirin mentioned that مُبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is saying, we will test you, but give glad tidings to those, to which people? To those who have patience. And one of the quality of those who have patience is that if they are tested, they are happy with the will of Allah, and they will not do anything against what Allah Ta'ala has stipulated for us. So if a person loses a certain amount of wealth, he will not go against the command of Allah to try and gain that wealth again. If a person not go against the command of Allah to try and get business again. Rather, we live in this world where we are dependent upon different things, and we are dependent upon the means. So we will get the means. If a person needs to work, he will work, have to work. We all have to do that. A person will be in agriculture, he will do that farming. Whatever a person's means of earning, he will have to do it. But he will do it in the correct way, in the halal way. And thereafter, above his business, above what we can see, is the real way which Allah gives us. Allah gives us upon certain actions. There are many actions in the Quran and Hadith which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah Ta'ala mentions, that a person will carry out these actions and Allah will make it easy for him to gain his sustenance. And the first and the greatest action, an action which encompasses all other actions, is the taqwa. In the Quran and Majid, Allah mentions, فَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make a way out for him. And Allah Ta'ala will sustain him from places and sources which he cannot imagine. Where the wealth will come from? But a person, the condition which Allah is telling me and you, a person has to fear Allah Ta'ala. A person will do it according to the commands of Allah, in the way manner shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This having the taqwa upon Allah Ta'ala. Thereafter Allah will give it to us. The closed doors Allah will open for us, and Allah will widen those doors to such an extent a person cannot even imagine. Another prescription which Allah gives us in the Quran Majid is وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. That Allah says, command your family to perform salah, and you yourself be patient upon the salah. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. We do not, Allah is telling me and you, we are not asking you to give us rizq. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ. We will give you the rizq. We will give you the sustenance, the money. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. We will give you the money. But what is mentioned before that, be patient upon your salah. A person who holds fast to his salah, Allah will definitely open the ways for him. It cannot be, it is impossible. A person will make some sacrifice and go for salah, and thereafter Allah will close the ways. A person has to close, for example, close his shop to go for salah. The person, Allah is the razi, Allah Ta'ala is the raziq. Allah is giving you, me and you, that sustenance. If we close it for the sake of Allah, Allah will most certainly give it to us, and Allah will give us more. With salah, a certain salah which Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the hadith of Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates it to us, that if a person performs a salah to duha, 4 rakats in the morning, this is a nafil salah, mid-morning, a person performs these 4 rakats of salah, Allah says, you perform these 4 rakats for me, I will take care of your rizq, I will take care of your matters and your affairs for the rest of the day. So a person reads these 4 rakats, this is another prescription for him to gain from the treasures and gain extra wealth, gain extra rizq from Allah Ta'ala. Thereafter, another hadith, and in the Quran and Majid, many different places, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention the next prescription is that of istighfar. A person who repents and turns to Allah Ta'ala, Allah will open up the ways for him. Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل هم فرجا ومن كل ضيق مخرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. That person who has to hold firm to istighfar, Allah will remove his grief, Allah will make a way out for him, and Allah will sustain him from places he cannot imagine. So a person holding fast to istighfar, so much promises Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us. A person's grief, his worry, whatever he's worried about, Allah will remove that worry, remove that grief. A person has any difficulties in his life, any hiccups he is going through, Allah will remove that also. And Allah is there after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, Allah will provide for this person. Nuh alayhi salam, when he was addressing his people, he tells his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Oh my people, turn to Allah Ta'ala in tawbah, in istighfar. Repent to Allah for your sins. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Allah is most forgiving. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. The outcome of you seeking istighfar, of you turning to Allah, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah Ta'ala will send down beneficial rain upon you. Beneficial rain will come down. This is the water is life. We will get beneficial rains if we turn to Allah Ta'ala. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will make it such that He will grant you offspring, He will grant you children, etc. All this will be of great help to you. So the prescription which Nuh alayhi salam is telling his people also, that, oh my people, turn to Allah in forgiveness. Allah will open up the ways for me and you. Another prescription which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another manner which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in the ahadith, is that من أحب أن يبسط له في رزقه وينسأ له في أثره فليصل رحمه. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever wishes and whoever loves that he will get extra wealth, his rozi, his sustenance will open up for him, and he wishes to have a long life with health, with afia, with a long comfortable life, then this person should join family ties. A person who joins family ties, Allah will open up his wealth, his risk for him. مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَن يُبْسَطَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ. A person will get a long beneficial life. This person should join and he should keep family ties. This is a great, great injunction of deen upon us. A person should never cut off family ties. A person should always be joining family ties. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith and sounds a stern warning to us that man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyasil rahima. A person who believes in Allah, he believes in the last day, which is me and you, we have iman, we are Muslims, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what you have to do is you have to join family ties. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the mercy of Allah, لا تنزل الرحمة على قوم فيهم قاطع رحم, that the mercy of Allah does not come down upon an entire nation, an entire area, in which there is even one person who cuts off family ties. One person who is cutting off family ties is depriving those around him. So it is imperative and extremely important, if we wish for our roads to be open, we wish for the mercy of Allah Ta'ala to come down, that a person joins family ties. The person who will keep on joining family ties, this is the promise that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him, that Allah will grant him extra wealth, and Allah will grant him a long life. The promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is never untrue. It is completely true. So a person will do this, Allah will most certainly open up the ways for him. Another prescription which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us is a person should spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. A person who spends, Allah will grant him better. Allah mentions in the Quran Majid, أَمَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. If you spend something in the path of Allah, Allah will grant you the recompense of that. And my dear brothers, Allah is not like us humans. A person gives us 10 rand, we will give him 10 rand back. A person gives him a small gift, someone gives me a small gift, I will give him a small gift. A person grants me a bigger gift, I will grant him a bigger gift. But Allah Ta'ala is not like that. Allah Ta'ala is such, if we give little to Allah, Allah will give us much more in return. Every morning, Allah Ta'ala, there are two angels which descend from the sky, and the angels call out, they make this announcement. Me and you cannot hear it, but this is the reality that the angels are making dua. What dua do they make? Well, they make dua that Allahumma a'ati munfiqan khalafa, that Ya Allah, that person who spends, Ya Allah, you grant him, you recompense him. Ya Allah, you grant him more. Allahumma a'ati mumsikan khalafa, that Ya Allah, he holds back his wealth. Ya Allah, you destroy him. So the angels are making this dua every morning. So imagine a person who spends that day, they are getting the dua of that angel, that the angels are making dua for him. Ya Allah, he spent in your path. Ya Allah, you grant him more. Ya Allah, he spent in your path, you recompense him, you grant him better. And Allah does not grant one for one. Allah grants signs that we cannot imagine. A person will spend in the path of Allah, Allah will most certainly grant him more and more. And one time, and a great time in the life of a mu'min, in the life of a believer, for him to earn and for him to gain from the treasures of Allah is in the morning. The morning time, the time of the morning, is a time which has special virtue in our deen, special barakah, special blessings. This is a time which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Ya Allah, you grant my ummah barakah in the time of the morning. In this morning, you grant them barakah. The narrator of this hadith, Sakhar al-Ghamidi radiyallahu anhu, he mentions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this hadith, this dua. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Ya Allah, you grant my ummah blessings in the morning. And thereafter he mentions that it was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you ever had to fight, if you had to send out an army in the path of Allah, you had to send out an expedition, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do it in the morning. Because this is a time that had barakah. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to attack an enemy, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do it in the morning. And the narrator of this hadith, Sakhar al-Ghamidi, the narrators mentioned regarding him, that he was send any goods to any customer. If he had to send some goods out of Medina, export, he had to export any goods, then he would always do it in the morning. And it became such that he became extremely wealthy because of him taking blessings from the time of this morning. In another narration, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he once saw his son sleeping after Fajr Salah. His son performed Fajr, and thereafter he went to sleep. So his son came and he tells him that, oh my beloved son, you are sleeping in a time when the rizq and the sustenance and the wealth of this ummah is being distributed. Time after Fajr, in this time of the morning, and you are sleeping. So he gets his son up and tells his son that go and seek your rizq at this time. This is a time which has extra and great blessings in the life of a Muslim. And as we know, we find ourselves in the month of Muharram. We find ourselves in this blessed month, one of the blessed months, four blessed months of the year, Shahrullah al-Muharram. It is a time which has greater virtue than other months. So a good deed done in this month has greater virtue, and a sin also in this month has greater consequences. So a person should stay away from disobeying Allah, and a person should make sure that he obeys Allah Ta'ala in this time. And in this time, we can also gain more rizq and more sustenance from the side of Allah in a manner which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, that man wassa'a ala ayalihi yawma ashura, wassa'a Allahu alayhi sa'ira sanatihi. O kama qala nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who spends extra on his family, who grants a little bit more to his family on this day of Ashura, then Allah Ta'ala will grant him extra the entire year. The muhaddithin, we tried this out for 50 years, 60 years, and we found that every year we spent more, Allah gave us more. The more we spend, the more Allah will give us. We will find different pamphlets, etc., on how this should be carried out. A person should not make it emulating the kuffar, etc. Rather, a person should spend on his family a little bit extra, and Allah will grant him extra for the entire year. So my dear brothers and respected elders, for us just to recap quickly, that we discussed from the start, that Allah has already taken the responsibility to provide for me and you. Allah will most certainly provide for us. Now we just have to do certain actions by which Allah will grant us that rizq with ease. Allah will grant it to us with barakah. Because if a person has blessings and barakah in his rizq, he can do a lot with a little, and he can do a lot, many things with that little that Allah will give him. So one we discussed was a person having taqwa upon Allah, the other was a person holding firm to istighfar. At all times a person should make istighfar, and the other is salah. A person salah is extremely important. A person performing salah, Allah, one of the promises Allah will gives him is Allah will make his rizq and his sustenance easy. And one of the promises of a person who performs fajr salah in the jama'at, فَهُوَ فِي هِمَّةِ اللَّهِ, this person is in the protection of Allah. So Allah will make his entire day easy. The other was joining family ties, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person wishes that he will get more wealth, then this person should join family ties. The other is sadaqah. And the last which we discussed, one was that in the morning a person should do his efforts, etc. in the morning, take benefit of the time in the morning, and a person should spend on the day of Ashura. And lastly, Umar radiallahu anhu tells us that لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله, if me and you have tawakkul on Allah like how the birds have tawakkul, they go out in the morning empty, with their stomachs empty, and they return with their stomachs full. A person's hope should only be on Allah, then Allah will sustain you like how he sustains the birds. Allah Ta'ala grant me and all of us wealth with afiyat, with ease, with barakah, and may he allow us to do these actions which will give us this barakah and our wealth. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي غمر العباد بلطائفه وعمر قلوبهم بأنوار الدين ووظائفه فسبحانه ما أعظم شأنه وأقوى سلطانه وأعز لطفه وأتم إحسانه والصلاة والسلام على بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم عفوف رؤوف يسمى بأحمد وعلى آله وأصحابه فبالشمائل الكريمة والخلال النقية والآداب المرضية ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك والعاقبة للتقوى وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب أن يبسط له في رزقه وينسأ له في أثره فليصل رحمه وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم لما أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقواهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل صحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى تذكرون وقال تعالى واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Can you show us Sosa Street? Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك في هذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم يسر لنا امورنا مع الراحه لقلوبنا وابداننا والسلامه والعافيه في ديننا ودنيانا وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.